Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Did You Know Show on a glorious Friday afternoon. Brent Hesse joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, what's going on?
It's Friday. Yeah. Oh, yeah, feeling it. It's a nice, good weekend. We got some Friday night lights, some good football coming up on Saturday and Sunday, college.
Oh, yeah, busy weekend of football starting tonight.
Yep, for sure. This is the first official, second official weekend of the football season, so Got myself in the mood for it.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, so you got a pretty cool fact.
Yeah.
And so mine's going to go kind of along with it, and we'll let the listeners kind of decide if they can figure out what it is exactly. But so mine is going to be about scorpion venom.
Scorpion venom.
Did you know that it is among one of the most expensive liquids on the market?
I knew it was pretty deadly.
It is deadly, absolutely deadly, which is why most people don't.
It could be expensive because people need something that potent.
So, most rational people, like you said, because it's, you know, deadly, they kind of leave scorpions alone, don't really mess around with them because they have the venom that's capable of paralyzing prey and doing worse things than that. But there are certain people, brave souls out there in this world, that will actually go and catch these things and go ahead and get them to entice them to release their toxins, and then they bottle it up. And the simple reason, I mean, I'm going to tell you a little bit better of what it does exactly, but the simple reason why people do this is, sure, a gallon of scorpion venom is a lot, of course, but that would sell for $39 million per gallon.
Yeah, I feel like I would die about 12 times before I was able to get it.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it might be worth it. $39 million, you can retire with that. But
I think I would be dead before.
So, retire.
About 12 times, I'd be dead.
So, what this venom is good for? You're like, who would buy it for that price? Well, the medical field. So, a lot of these venoms have a lot of health benefits for humans. In fact, the venom of the Death Stalker scorpion, for an example, contains a peptide called chlorotoxin, which can pinpoint the location of aggressive brain tumors. So, they use this toxin from the scorpion to locate brain tumors in people, which is crazy. And then in another species, they produce venom with a thing called benzoquine. It's a compound that kills highly infectious bacteria, which includes tuberculosis. So most people, you know, think you get tuberculosis, it's hard to get rid of, it's super deadly. Well, the treatments are pretty expensive because the product getting from a scorpion is pretty expensive, obviously. But it can completely kill off your tuberculosis if you get this stuff medically injected. Don't go get scorpion and just inject it in you now.
I think it has to be administered the right way. Because I was thinking that people got it for, you know, bad reasons, so why they wanted to buy scorpion.
Right,
venom.
Yeah, maybe selling it on the black market for
it. Yeah, that's good to know that it can be used for good.
Medical stuff. And that kind of leads right on into yours.
Yeah, so I've got another everyday object. We talked about why school buses are yellow and why green screens are green and airplanes are white. Now today, to finish out the series, we're talking about surgical scrubs.
There you go.
And you know they're that like blue-green color? Why is that?
I'm going to throw a guess out. This guess is totally wrong. But I've seen the scrubs, and when you get blood on them, they, like, really, you can tell there's blood on them. So maybe it's, if you get squirted with some blood, they notice it quickly, and they know they need to get back in there and fix the problem. I don't know.
You're on the right track. It is because it's a very distinct color from red.
Okay.
And so the blue-green is far removed from the color spectrum compared to red, which, of course, is what the doctors and the surgeons are looking at a lot inside when they're operating. You know, they're operating on a patient whose insides are going to be various shades of red.
Right.
So because surgeons are visually focused on this red-hued environment, glancing at a white background like most hospitals are going to leave these ghostly green after images, which, like what your eyes experience after a camera flash.
Oh,
you know,
really?
So you're looking down and you're just focused on all this red. Then you look up at the white background of a hospital, you're going to see this green after image. So then they want the rest of the surrounding environment to be that green shade so that it simply blends into the background.
And I guess it also makes sense, you know, red on white still looks red, but if you, I mean, I'm sure people, plenty of people have watched these doctor shows. When they get that blood on that shirt, it's not, it doesn't look red. It's just like a dark color. So I guess then again, it doesn't blend into.
Yeah, so it just kind of, it's an opposite color, so it makes it not as visually stark.
Yeah.
For the surgeons that are,
they can see what's going
that
on.
Are have to be, you know, so extremely concentrated on one point for so long that when they look up, they don't want it, you know, to mess up their eyes and their vision.
That's pretty cool.
So there you go. That's why surgical scrubs are that blue-green color. There's your Did You Know for this Friday, learning about some scorpions and another everyday object. Why is it that color? Come on back Monday. We'll bring you another Did You Know show right here on KCHI.